Here's a thought I'll title, Your Best is Often the Least Important. When I scan through the photographic world and I look at people's websites or what's hanging in the gallery or what gets published in their books, it's almost without exception. Matter of fact, I don't know why I qualify that. I think it's without exception that people show their very best work. All the other work is not important enough to make the cut, so we don't show it. But I think that illustrates what I consider to be an overemphasized component of fine art photography, and that's the assumption that making stone-cold winners is the heart of the pursuit. I think that's a premise so deeply held in photography that I'll bet most of us have never given it much thought. But I would propose that those super winners are not the goal, but can occasionally be the result. How do they come about? Well, we make art for the process. We just produce lots and lots of work. And sometimes a piece of work that we've made rises to the level of popularity or sales or a tender spot in our heart that tells us it's one of our best. And there's sort of a cultural pressure to be and produce the best of the best of the best, to quote Will Smith in Men in Black. But it seems to me that far too often our very best material relies on a generous helping of luck. We happened to be there when the weather was just right, when the light was just right, when the clouds were just right. And there's nothing wrong with luck. Take all the lucky ones you can get. But I think it's dangerous to confuse luck and artistic accomplishment. I suspect, like all of you, I can point to my work that is generally considered the best work I've done. And I get that sense from feedback, from sales, from comments that people make, from a variety of sources, and we all have a sort of collection of our very best images. But when I look at those images and I'm really honest with myself, an awful lot of them are because I got very lucky. And there was some spectacular photographic component that wasn't something I built into the photograph, but stumbled on and then just captured. And no, I don't think that's a cheat, and that doesn't diminish the image in my mind's eye. It's just that I know that luck played an important component in the creation of that photograph. From an artistic point of view, from a growth point of view, from an artistic maturity point of view, those aren't the ones that should command our attention, but rather those images that we made out of something that really wasn't all that interesting. The accomplishment in photography is when we see something that others don't, when we create something that wasn't necessarily there, when we are sensitive to something that might have otherwise been missed. And that leads me to think that a better way to think about our best is to eliminate those that were lucky and instead see what we can learn from those where we created something out of essentially nothing.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.